Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Trump has dropped his threat to impose tariffs on Mexico after it agreed to prevent more migrants from entering the United States. A joint declaration said Mexico would take unprecedented steps to curb illegal immigration. Here's Chris Buckler.
A key part of this deal is something that Mexico had been resisting, and that was about the whole issue of people claiming asylum in the US. Because up to now, they cross over into the US to claim asylum, and what America has wanted to do is essentially return them to Mexico while they wait for their cases to be heard. Mexico had resisted that and resisted that again, but now in this deal, they say they will allow them to be returned to Mexico and they'll actually give them access to jobs, healthcare and education while they wait in the country. Now, from the US point of view, that is a big commitment and a big change to what Mexico had been doing there. And I think President Trump will regard that as a win.
Sudanese security forces have arrested three prominent opposition figures, two of them from the rebel Sudan People's Liberation Movement North. A paramilitary group is reported to have seized the rebel leader Ismail Jalab and his spokesman Mubarak Ardol in the early hours of Saturday morning. The opposition leader Mohamed Esmat was also taken. The chief of Sri Lanka's National Intelligence, Sisira Mendes, has left the job. His decision came a week after he told a parliamentary investigation that the Easter Sunday suicide bombings could have been averted. Ambarasana Tirajan reports.
Sri Lankan media reports said Sisira Mendes was sacked, but a presidential spokesman told the BBC that he resigned. The Parliamentary Select Committee is looking into possible lapses that allowed Islamist militants to target churches and hotels in April. Mr. Mendes also told the committee that there had been no regular security review meetings to assess the potential threat from Islamist extremists before the attacks. President Maithripala Sirisena said he would not cooperate with the parliamentary investigation and intelligence officers would not be allowed to testify.
The Philippine government has rejected a call for an independent United Nations inquiry into human rights abuses in the country. On Friday, a global panel of experts told the UN they'd recorded a staggering number of unlawful deaths related to the Philippines' violent campaign against drugs. The French government says it's prepared to consider reducing its share in the car manufacturer Renault in order to consolidate the company's alliance with Nissan. The statement came 2 days after Fiat Chrysler abandoned plans for a merger with Renault that would have also included Nissan and Mitsubishi. The Italian-American company said the current political conditions made it impossible for the project to proceed successfully. BBC News.